welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to season 20 of South Park. That's right, season 20, episode 1, Member Berries. And we're going to remember all of it, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Colin Kaepernick is brave.
That's right.
Cops are pigs now. Cops are pigs. Someone took my stuff. The cops now.
We should start off with, we are not the actual show. So if you're Googling on YouTube, we are not the show.
We are not the after show. So no matter how many times you write puta or merde
or madre,
just make fun, just hate us, we never tried to fool you. It says review in the title.
That's right. And we have Christy Olsen. Welcome back, Christy Olsen. That's Christy with the thing that hangs
around. Around fucking the D.
There's no D in it. There's no A. In the I. Oh, whatever. Tweet me at Christy Reports.
And we have Stephen Lemieux. Welcome back, Stephen Lemieux.
Hey, guys. I'm so fearful of being on the show this season because I'm going to have the worst opinions out of anyone.
Because of the elections?
Let's go with that.
Yeah, we're
and we have newcomer Jesse. Welcome, Jesse.
Hey, guys. Hey. Thanks for having me.
Potentially the worst panel to be on for your first AfterBuzz show.
No way.
Now, don't let the comments get to you.
You're a huge South Park fan.
I am. I've been watching South Park since forever. So
since season
I love
three?
It. I'm since forever. So,
since
yes.
Since forever.
I'm super excited to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Very good.
In your opinion, when did South Park jump the shark?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, it's so hard.
So you admit it jumped the shark.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't
know if you belong on this panel anymore. Zach, cut her mic.
No, I love South Park, and last season was amazing, so I'm so excited for season 20, and it's going to be great.
Very good. Well, let's start with... let's start with the tiebacks into the season 19, because I was very curious as to how they were going to go about this. Were they going to pick up a couple of things from season 19... Or were they not?
Well,
and they did.
Obviously, they're going to fuck them all to death, Phil.
That's
to be perfectly frank with you, they were going to fuck them all to death.
And they don't have a game plan for fucking 6 million people.
They brought back Skeeters, which is a place to fuck them all to death. They brought back Soda Sopa, which is a place to fuck them all to death.
I didn't see
Well, all the places are in Soda Sopa.
Okay.
Yeah, you see it in the background. Like everything, all the changes that have been done to the town when the town was fucked to death have stayed.
Okay.
Gentrification has won.
Except for Whole Foods. Whole Foods left.
Whole Foods has to be gone, yeah. They burned it to the ground.
Yeah.
No, it flew off.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
What do you mean they burned it to it flew off?
I mix up Whole Foods with the Walmart episode.
Right. Oh, I love the Walmart.
Where, they burn it to the ground, and it's, just back the next day.
Yeah, Walmart and Whole Foods, not the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so we obviously have we have that tie back in terms of... you know, the Garrison and Jenner connection.
Mm-hmm.
We have PC Principal.
Yes.
No more advertising, though. That's gone.
He's so good.
So what's his new motivation? Is that
PC Principal? Yeah.
He's just being a PC guy.
Because,
once you find out that he was actually, a good guy all along, it's you can't really vehemently hate him. Because he's just, he is who he is. Oh man, I see you're kneeling trying to support your causes. Okay, I get that. That's cool, bro. Okay, he's a douche, but
he's
not evil. We can't think that he's the mastermind behind everything yet.
Let me take it a step back. Because last season, right, especially towards the end, it was such a mystery and intrigue, and we were all wondering where is this going. They're starting off with a very big mystery, and we'll talk about Scancunk 42, but in many ways, are they posing too many questions that they can't answer, especially right off the bat?
Ooh.
What?
I mean, I think this whole idea of the ongoing storyline is still relatively new. I mean, out of 19 seasons, they only did it one before, so you have to be patient, Phil.
I don't like patience with South Park. I'm too conditioned.
I think they're doing it in such a way that you're getting satisfying episodes without being left on too much of a cliffhanger. I could watch this episode, still have a good laugh, and not have to watch the second one. I could come back on the third one, not understand a few things, but there'd still be enough that you're still in.
I mean, I guess you do, again, cutting ahead, you do know who Scancunk 42 is ultimately, so it's a mystery as to why he's doing it, but you understand who it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, they brought back the office of his dad, where he does his Yelp reviews.
Yes. Oh, that's right. In my office.
They had food reviewers on MasterChef last week, and all I could think about was boogers and cum.
What a great song. Only to be topped by Jackin' in San Diego.
Jackin' in San Diego still has that spot.
Oh, yeah.
What else did they bring back? They didn't mention Randy being Lord.
Mm-mm. No, they did not.
They had him drinking wine at Skeeter's, of course, instead of beer. So they're not... I don't know if they're going with the gluten thing, but I didn't see anyone eating gluten.
No.
I don't know.
What about you, Jesse? You haven't spoken yet.
I'm just...
Trying to think.
Having all the memories from season 19.
Member berries.
Member berries.
Guys, you remember Garrison fucking
You're not taking member berries, are you?
I forgot to take them tonight, so... The biggest bring back from last season for me was the connection with Garrison and Caitlin coming back. So surprised to see her back in the first episode. So it was interesting.
Okay, so speaking of them, right? In terms, obviously ties in hugely to the presidential election. But in terms of South Park, what I liked about it, remember that episode a couple I forget how many seasons ago it was, but they were like, "Oh, we'll just deal with that 5 years later." And in this regard. Garrison and Jenner, they're like, "Oh, whatever, we'll fuck them all to death." And now everyone's like, "Okay, well, how are you going to actually fuck them all to death?" We're like, "Wait, no, that was just something we said. You know, we don't, you know, how we're not going to."
Come on, Caitlin, you have a plan, don't you? All right, no, you're going to take care of that stuff. Buckle up, buckaroos.
Oh, one throwback that we didn't get for last season. Shouldn't run anybody over.
Not but yet.
I love this play on the conspiracy theory out there that Trump is only running because he's going to back out last second to let Hillary take it. Mm-hmm. And it's like funny to play with that idea that at one point during this election, Trump was like, "All right, it's time to stop. I'm going to stop saying offensive shit right now. Wait, that's just making people like me more. No, guys, come on, no. Let me. Maybe I can call and get Hillary elected. Uh-oh."
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. I mean, I don't necessarily follow the ball, but I did like with the Marshes, the whole idea of the turd and the douche. Like, why do we have to go through this every fucking 4 years? The turd and the douche every 4 years, really?
I loved that. And then the son's like, and then Randy was like, "This is America. That's why we're going through this. This is America." I thought that was just hilarious. I love Randy. His part in this is just great.
What does it say about America from your guys' perspective? Is that good for us or bad for us?
This whole turd sandwich.
Yeah, turd sandwich, giant douche.
I feel like I'm so used to it now. Like, that's just the South Park. That's just how I see presidential candidacy now.
It's just so good.
Again, we're conditioned by South Park.
We are.
They've barely even scratched the surface on all of the stuff that you can just completely rip to shreds on this election, though. So, like, I can't wait to see how far gone we go from turd sandwich to giant douche. You have Hillary's sickness. You have Trump's tax papers that everyone's saying he's sponsored NAMBLA, like all these conspiracies around this election that they could just go for. I'm really looking.
Who did you guys think was which person at first?
I thought they were going to go with Hillary being the giant douche, just because
she
seems like the obvious choice, right?
Yeah.
But I think I really respect how they swap gender roles here in the show. It's really cool, bro.
Fair enough. They did. I wasn't expecting it.
Nope.
Well, fair enough. Anything else on the just the election in general? Well, as it pertains to South Park, not necessarily the election. I don't need to have your opinions on the election.
I mean, because we're going to touch on the national anthem later. We don't have to go through Garrison's whole thing.
Sure, let's touch upon it now.
Okay, so the national anthem. Well, do you have a topic for the volleyball players yet or no?
Let's talk about it. Let's talk. That's how we open it up. And, of course, in true fashion, sold out stadium, all that. And they're there just to see who stands up and who sits down. And four people sit down, but three of them are white girls. No one was expecting that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eyes were on Nicole.
Wait, hold on. Jesse. You're an athlete.
I am. And it's so funny because the way that they portrayed it in this episode of South Park is literally how it's going in real life. Like, people are focused on who's kneeling, who's sitting during the national anthem, and I don't even know if they're focusing on what's happening in the game, and people are getting upset and everything. So it's hilarious to see on TV being made fun of on South Park, because this is basically how NFL season is going right now.
I wonder if DraftKings is going to have, like, a roster of, like, fantasy sports for who's going to take a knee during the national anthem.
They should.
Yeah.
Join our $500,000 weekend prize. Who's going to take a knee?
As long as you use a promo code AfterBuzz. Yeah. I don't care what you do.
No, but no, you're right. It's you haven't heard as much from sports as you have in the past 3 weeks because of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during the national anthem. And then you have all these... You have to wonder, though, who's actually doing it for the cause and who's doing it to get publicity? Because you have tennis players nobody's ever heard of. Mm-hmm. You have baseball players nobody's ever really heard of, except for they're doing this now. You have Kaepernick, who was understandably not very good and was...
Well, the joke is that, well, he was going to get benched anyway, so he's saving himself some energy. Rather than get up and then sit down, he's just going to sit down.
Well, like, my view on it is, no matter what he did, it was a brilliant political move, because if he was about to get cut, now they can't cut him. They can't at all. Because if he was going to get cut before, okay, we're cutting Colin Kaepernick, whatever, he'll go to another team. Now, it's either, are you cutting him because he's a bad player, or are you cutting him because he started this thing? And it's not illegal to start this thing, so why are you cutting him and then he can sue or whatever? It's a lose-lose situation for the NFL. So, it's really brilliant, but I don't know.
See, that's, we need Micah Dedell back in South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know, we're going to investigate this, whatever the hell he says all the time. Because he's just a giant robot. Love that.
See, I was going to say he's just straight up doing it for attention. That's giving him a lot more credit than I was going to give him. And also, what I don't see these athletes doing, and I expected South Park to touch on this, was, like, not donating money or going into inner cities or going to their local police department and asking, how can I help and how can I be a face for change? They're just, you know, they're kneeling in front of the cameras. South Park is usually cynical like that. They usually get on that whole Hollywood angle. What the heck?
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, we started off with only 22 minutes, so, you know what I mean? I think it'll roll out. We'll see. That's true. They always take us down a weird surprise.
So, the girls sit during the national anthem. Everybody leaves right afterwards, because nobody cares about the games anymore. It's just who's going to sit and who's going to stand. And then we learn about Skank Hunt 42, but then we continue the national anthem story up until Mr. Garrison, the giant douche, is deciding that the only thing he can do to get the American people to hate him is to sit down during the national anthem. So J.J. Abrams, while he's rebooting the national anthem...
How much was it rebooted, actually?
It wasn't rebooted at all. I think that's the joke. Is he was going to bring the member berries.
Well, that's why it's funny, because it was, you know, like, I mean, I guess the joke is... they haven't been on since before Star Wars came on, and Star Wars, the latest one, the joke is that it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, the national anthem is going to be the same.
Because J.J. Abrams rebooted it. So yeah. He just makes the same move. He makes the same thing.
Yeah.
Phil saw it coming.
I didn't see it. I thought he was going to do something weird. I don't know what he's going to do.
So, the whole moral of the story is anyone can do whatever the hell they want during the national anthem, and it doesn't matter anymore.
As long as it's rebooted.
My question to you, predictions-wise, do you think that with now that we have J.J. Abrams rebooting everything, we've seen things from last season popping up, we've seen things from previous seasons popping up, and now we have the member berries, which are all about, like, hey, you remember when this... Like, do you think we're going to start bringing stuff back from seasons 1 through 18 of South Park... And the member berries, like, start bringing up shit that, like, the characters are just like, what are you talking, like...
I mean, marketing-wise, it makes sense, because they've been touting, like, how many characters they've had, how many seasons, you know what I mean? They've sort of tied that all in. So I could see them going that route. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Chef back.
Oh, my God.
That would be great.
Hey, you remember Chef? Oh, yeah, Chef was great!
And they were still in the fourth grade. That was only half a year ago. Clearly.
Only if they still continue to give him the Franken bites.
Yeah.
The actual voice actor cannot come back. I won't accept it.
Hey, children.
He probably won't accept it either, so it's fine.
I want to put my hand on your asshole.
Yep. What about you guys? I don't even know what the original question was, but I just know it was a question.
I was just asking if you think they're going to bring back things from previous seasons before the continuity and, like, kind of create some weird clusterfuck situation.
I said yes.
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, it's the 20th season. I think it makes sense, and the member berries are here remembering all kinds of things. So, yeah, I think that they will.
Like Walmart and Whole Foods will pop up next to each other.
Oh, my gosh.
And they'll burn while flying away together or something.
So in terms of the member berries, which... Is it just basically like some sort of semblance of like wine? Because obviously they're berries, and like he's just taking them, he's getting more hallucinogenic.
Well, so I was thinking it was like sour grapes, but like I didn't quite get it. So I was just I was trying to figure out what exactly that was. I guess.
I think it's just nostalgia. Like I feel like it's society's like. Trey and Matt kind of created a thing, like an exportation of what is society right now. And everyone's selling the same shit they were selling 20 years ago. They're just rebranding it. You got the Ghostbusters movie. You got all these reboots of everything. J.J. Abrams rebooting Star Trek. Like, the same shows that were on TV 20 years ago are on TV again now. It's everyone's just feeling good about themselves because they have their member berries. Even though the whole world around them is going to shit, they just kind of seclude themselves in their member berries and they can just eat their member berries and be happy.
But there's also the hard-hitting truth of, like, remember when a marriage meant between a man and a female? And you're like, wait, what?
Apparently you can overdose on member berries?
And that was the scary side, because that's kind of literally followed up between Garrison and Jenner, and then he's going to this... And Garrison's trying to not get elected, obviously, and so you're kind of thinking about this, like, wait, as long as people keep taking member berries, they're gonna think of all the quote unquote good times of when marriage was just between a man and a woman.
Yeah, and I think you're right, because then Randy was laying on the couch, and then he was eating them, and then he's like, "What the hell is going on?" And he was the one that was not voting for the giant douchebag, so they were like, I feel like they were brainwashing him, so.
But do you think that the member, like, they didn't say they were good memory berries. I mean, that's could just true. Be memory, like, member berries in general. Like, you could literally just have, remember when Garrison played Grab Ass and we had the Civil War reenactment? Like, they're just memories in general. So, like, you gotta take the good with the bad. It's like the people who today are like, oh my god, the generation I belonged in was the 1920s. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, so... You didn't think women should vote? Mm-hmm. Like, you just kind of, like, throw that back at them? I think the member berries are going to start doing the same shit.
Okay. I didn't realize you knew people from 1920s, but sure.
No, like, everyone says, like, oh, I should have been born in the 1920s. That's my generation.
That's my wildest dream. I don't know how you knew that. very good. Well... I mean, okay, so kind of tying into it, Cartman being PC, at no point did we think that Cartman was ever going to be PC and kind of helping any of this, but he is.
Well, he's okay with the race war. He just doesn't want a gender war, too.
That's too much, man. and I agree with him. It's a lot. That's a lot to handle.
He's one afraid at a time. Of the vagina balls.
It's, you know, it's one of those things. I get that they're still in the fourth grade, but it's kind of scary. Like, okay, yeah, you've never seen a vagina.
I feel like Cartman's become the person who's, like, on the outside of the group he started. Like, does that make sense? Like, back in like, 2004 is when, like, the Tea Party, like, the Republicans had, like, the Tea Party group of people who, you know, they had a lot of smart people. And then they had, like, a good number of idiots in because they had numbers. Mm-hmm. But, like, as the years have passed, it's, like, the majority has very, very grossly shifted. And Cartman's just one of those, like, original members of, like, this is not really what it was before, guys. Can we... Let's just try to tone it back. I'm gonna go to that side. Like, you know, this is not a good thing. Let's not make fun of women. Guys, let's not make fun of women right now. Like, I feel like it's just kind of, he's started this movement that's now out of control, and he's trying to push it back a little bit.
But, okay, so what's the agenda? And I want to hear from the ladies. Like, what's the agenda? He's like, hey, you know, women are funny. Like, let's get over it, you know? All you got to do is tell a vagina joke.
That is all it takes, by the way.
Is it?
I think...
How many vagina jokes do you have?
Just one, but it's really good. I'm actually going to save it for a future episode.
Okay.
No, I think maybe Stan's dad is working with him.
With Carmen?
Yeah.
As Lord?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I mean Kyle's dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe they're in cahoots.
Okay.
I don't know why they would be in cahoots. Because the Jews I'm inclined to still blame the ads. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's a different motive behind this for sure. I mean, Cartman is like your typical sociopath. Like this is all fake. It's all for something, but I just don't know what it is yet. So I guess we'll find out. Because as he's going through the gym and saying women are funny, girls are funny, he's like making comments on top of that, which is hilarious. But I think there's something behind it that we just don't know yet.
Let me ask you, Randy. I just kind of came up with this and. Feel free to shoot it down. But there's so many like philosophical books on South Park in general. And when Stan threw out Randy threw out to Stan that you're a nihilist. Or what do you
nihilist.
Nihilist. No, it's called nihilist. I almost imagine like Matt and Trey have read all of these books and now they're just kind of countering all those notions of whatever everyone's written about them in these philosophy books. And so it's like, okay, well, in terms of Cartman, he's been the sociopath, and now he may perhaps legitimately be actually changing. But we just can't honestly accept it.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't believe it. Once you have a personality disorder, that's what you are, and he's a sociopath. I don't believe him.
I believe in change.
Jesse's diagnosed him.
I don't believe him. There's something behind that, for sure. We'll see.
I mean, I'd like to think that it has something to do with creating a following. Because I think that's one of the funniest things in our current day and age is that, like, people go out with false motives that and they start saying things and get more and more responses from them. So, like, you have, like, let's say I really hate ham, okay? I really hate ham. You guys know that I hate ham. But then everyone in the world starts thinking that ham is the best thing in the world. So I start going out and be like, ham, man, it's great. It's great. It's the best thing in the world. You guys are right. You know, let me make some content related to ham. I'm going to tweet all the time about ham. I'm going to fight for ham rights. And you guys all know that I'm bullshitting. You guys all know that I'm completely lying out my ass. Meanwhile, I'm getting 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 followers. And it's just growing my power base. So I like to think Cartman is doing the same thing, that he's noticing the social shift. And he's like, I can take advantage of this, but I'm going to do it sarcastically, but people won't know except for the people just near me. Because the adults believe him.
Right.
So why does he care if the friends don't?
So is it the build the following and then use it for evil later in the season?
I mean, I would like to see that play out with Garrison.
I mean, Garrison's a prime example of that because that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He's just lying his ass.
Right. We're just seeing the other side of it. We're seeing him,
but how,
him do this.
How ridiculous would it be if Garrison's whole plan gets built up, Cartman's following gets to a certain point where Garrison finds a way to leave the presidency and Cartman being the second most advocate for all these things ends up being elected president?
Yeah. No.
We're sitting here
there
at
has
the
to
finale,
be a conspiracy.
And that happened. I know you're going to be like, remember the first one? We're going to have to rewind. It's gonna
Let's
be
honest. I'm going to forget this prediction right when I walk out the door.
Okay, so how does Skank Hunt 42 tie into this? Because everyone believes that Cartman is Skank Hunt. Well, at least Kyle, certainly.
Mm-hmm. And the girls.
And the girls. And poor Kyle, his own father, is Skank Hunt 42.
I mean, I can take a guess, because we don't know until we know. I don't think he's saying anything wrong at all. I think he's posting things that somebody from 40 years ago would think nothing of posting. They'd be like, oh, wow, that was really good, or like, whatever it is. And people are just taking it in the negative, most negative way ever, and it's creating this whole persona that, like, he didn't really do anything wrong, but because people are so uber sensitive, or he says something that like just gets taken the wrong way all the time because he's freaking his dad. He's like older. He's an old Jewish guy. I would like to see it be like an innocent thing that everyone's going crazy over, and they're going to crucify Cartman over this thing that it's just him.
Well, I think Kyle's eventually going to find out. That's definitely my prediction.
Yeah. He's going to have to. I think he'll find out.
Oh, wait, though it's not innocent stuff. He posted pictures with dicks in their mouths.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So that kind of counteracts that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Like, again, because he understands Yelp, so And there's that side of it, but let's say, like, is he just naive to the internet in any way, shape, or form, and thinks, like, this is his own personal diary that he's just writing into and putting these things into?
I think maybe on some level he doesn't know what he's doing. You're onto something there. Maybe the wine is, like, memberberry wine, and he just, like...
Remember you used to write in your diary of random shit?
Yeah.
Maybe. We need more... I want memberberries. I'm gonna get this shit.
All you gotta do is go home, watch Blossom. Good to go.
Blossom?
Yeah. Fuck. Am I the only person who records all those old shows?
I watch Baywatch on Pop.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
There's another option, too, and it's that all of the adults have access to Skank Hunt 42. Hmm. And, like, the message board is just the parents, like, fucking around with each other because they don't think the kids use the message board.
Oh, maybe. That's why it's the moms with the D's in the mouth.
What was the... remember there was, like, an anonymous one? This was years ago. Probably, like, mid-2000s.
It's still around 4chan?
No, I don't know what the hell it's called. But it literally led to the worst because it was, like, anonymous posting and everyone would just be like, blah, blah, blah is such a whore. And everyone would just get so upset because they would read this in schools. I remember being in high school and this was like a thing, and probably this even middle school. Thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's in the chat is talking about Isaac Hayes, and it's like, yeah, we know that he passed away. We're not talking shit about Isaac Hayes. We were saying that it'd be great to bring him back as Franken-Chef.
Yes.
Just so you guys know.
Franken-Bites.
Franken-Chef was when they took clips of him talking before and just put it into the show.
Yes.
Yes.
His family gets a residual check. I don't know. What the fuck is this?
Hey, listen, any check is a good check.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything else from the episode that you guys want to touch upon before we head into predictions officially?
I love the fact that Cartman doesn't know what a vagina looks like.
Because he's in the fucking fourth grade!
No, but it's just like, out of all the stuff these kids have been through in their lives, and all the shit they've seen, and he draws a vagina and it's got balls on the end of it, like...
Okay, drawing back to... Okay. So Chef told them, not till 17 can they have sex. So they're not 17. Number one. Number two. Shit, what was number two? I don't know. I forget number two. Oh! Yeah. I mean, they were touched by priests. Remember that episode called Scandal or whatever it was? You know, they don't know. They don't know what a vagina looks like. They only know what a man holding them.
I wonder if the vagina with balls thing is going to stem from something we find out later where it has something to do with Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner and Cartman had some sort of interaction,
that's
and
good.
That's why he thinks
that's,
a vagina
that's why Chrissy's
balls.
On the panel.
That's right.
That's why she's classy.
Wait, 20-some minutes in, I finally said something good.
That's why she's classy.
That's really good.
All right, well, on that note, let's officially head into predictions, why don't we?
Now, don't get scared, Jesse.
Why don't we go to you?
Oh, gosh. Okay, what?
You better have a lot of predictions. We've got a lot of seasons still left.
Okay. So what am I predicting? Just anything that's going to happen this season?
Even call it like a wish list if you want.
Gosh. Well, my wish list is everything Randy. I love Randy. I think he is so funny. So I guess I hope that... I kind of like the idea of all the parents having access to this account and kind of egging each other on there, not knowing the kids are actually reading this. I think that's funny. I wish Randy would get involved because initially when I saw the show, I thought it was Randy. But I was wrong, so...
Randy's PC now, so he wouldn't do that.
That's true.
You gotta remember. You gotta remember.
He is, yeah.
Okay.
But I just thought it would be Randy. So my wish list is all Randy, all the time. Whatever happens with
you. You can take out your microaggressions, but relax a bit. Steven.
All Randy, all the time.
I love Randy.
Sorry. I've predicted a lot this episode.
All right, so you're not Christy. we'll just move on.
Well, however Cartman got this idea in his head, I think at some point in the episode he will see a normal vagina, and it's going to throw him off. It's going to send him into a tailspin, and maybe that's when
I'm surprised
that's
when
we
he's
find
never
out what his motivation is.
I'm surprised he's never walked in it on his mom, like, having sex. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because she's getting loose. It, right? That's the idea? Yeah.
She was a loose woman for a lot of seasons.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like the fact that we saw Butters' little laughing fit in the gym, it was like, don't forget about Butters.
I know.
Butters is there, too. What is he up to? Does he have a hand in this? I don't know.
Real quick, back to the episode, I really did like the auditorium scene where Cartman's having the microphone, he's talking to the women like, you know, women, comedy, you know, vagina! Like, I loved how he did that, but then when he's like, you know, Ghostbusters, and like, I don't think it's funny, I didn't like Ghostbusters, like, oh, you're just sexist, you're being a self-hating feminist or whatever. I was like, that's so on point, because like, a lot of female critics who came out not liking Ghostbusters were called haters of their own kind. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really on point and funny.
Be honest, it wasn't that good of a movie.
You fucking sexist.
But
mute his mic!
The good news is I can judge it based on its own merits.
Lack thereof.
There you go. All right. Well, that's about it. Unless anybody has anything that pertinent that they want to say. It's been a wonderful episode. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed it. Again, if you've watched this expecting to watch the actual episode... So help you God. I don't know what to do for you. Anyway, you can follow us here at AfterBuzz TV. Also, in the meantime, follow...
You can follow me, Jesse Zahner, online at Athletic.
Stephen Lemieux, STPHENLEMIUX.
It's Christy Reports with a C.
That's right. We'll see you here next Wednesday for another South Park Season 20. And that'll be Episode 2. Can't wait to talk about it.
He's at Petey's Fee-Tech.
Skank42. Follow me there. Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.